This is the Daily Wrap from the Wall Street Journal with Michael Kasker.
The Daily Wrap continues. Michael Kasner with you. Another step for Greece in trying to solve their budget crisis. Joining us right now is Bob O'Brien, Barron's.com stocks editor, not only to tell us what's going on over there, but why it matters to us. Bob, as always, thanks for being with us.
Michael, always a pleasure to be with you.
So what's happening in Greece right now? We've talked about their austerity moves, trying to slash pensions, et cetera. What's the next step?
Well, the next step is trying to get the European Union to come together to say, okay, Greece, you've taken care of your own, you put the Band-Aid on your open chest wound. Now we can step up and try and help you out of the deep debt that you're in right now. We're looking at a mid-March deadline for Greece to try and pay off its bondholders. That will only come with the help and assistance of the European Union, which means basically Germany and France, and Germany and France have seemingly indicated that they're pretty willing to go along with what Greece has done.
And some of the things that we talked about is they're talking about slashing pensions, slashing wages, correct?
Yeah, slashing pensions, slashing wages, cutting back on government services, a lot of very painful. I mean, this is legitimate. I mean, this is not just, this is not just sort of antiseptic stuff. This is really pulling the Band-Aid off the
wound.
Yeah, and it's not very popular in Greece. I mean, we're seeing riots, we're seeing insurrection. It's really not a popular initiative.
Why does that matter to us? What difference is it going to make to an American?
Okay, to an American, number one, if you own a money market account, you probably don't realize that a good slug of the money that you've got invested has exposure to European sovereign debt. Number two, there are banks throughout the European continent that have a lot of their exposure. And number three, Greece, the entire European continent, is a big export partner for the United States. Our goods and services go over there. If Greece falls and the rest of, and then Spain and Portugal and Ireland and everybody else falls, then we lose a critical trade partner, and a recession in those nations would be exported around the globe.
So slightly more important than the price of olives going up.
Yeah, a little bit more important than the price of olives going up. And I'd be darned upset if the price of olives goes up, because I'm already paying too much for my olive oil. Last time I bought a bottle of olive oil.
Exactly.
It's over $20.
I know, it's getting ridiculous.
It's silly, but no, there are real fundamental, the U.S. is not tangibly related to this. We're not, we don't have our toe in the water there, but this is not a problem that's going to be isolated to the European continent. Any problems that Europe has are going to be exported around the globe, and the fact that we're an ocean away from them is not going to insulate us from the fallout from this.
Bob O'Brien, Barron's.com stocks editor, thanks so much for being with us.
Michael, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, we're going to hit the campaign trail and variations thereof. Well, first off, we're going to be talking about Jim Cramer. He's host of Mad Money on CNBC. He was on the Morning Joe program on MSNBC this morning. One of our biggest problems, obviously the biggest problem that our country is facing, is the economy. Cramer says that Wall Street is noticing Romney, but given the recent debate on social issues and the contraceptive provisions, the business crowd is actually turning towards Obama, in his opinion, who he says is focused on creating jobs.
Business leaders see that he created some companies. Business leaders recognize that he would encourage hiring. But I've got to tell you, no one's not as enthusiastic as I thought they would be. And people are starting to talk about Obama.
You're saying even in the business community?
No, they used to be, but now they feel that it's a social issue thing. We don't really care about that. Some of our wives, some of our husbands care about social issues.
Right.
That's not the focus. The focus is job creation. What happened to that debate?
Now, this is what he's talking about. You've got Paul Ryan, representative Republican of Wisconsin, speaking to George Stephanopoulos on ABC's This Week this Sunday. And he says that Ryan says that the compromise that President Obama came up with on contraceptive provision in health care, well, that hasn't been resolved.
It's a distinction without a difference. It's really an accounting trick. It forces the insurance company that they have to pay to do the coverage. So instead of making the institution itself, it reinforces the insurer. And a lot of these Catholic institutions are self-insured, and all insurers under this rule must provide these mandated benefits. So it really is a distinction without a difference. This should be rescinded, not compromised like this, because I would again say it's not a compromise. The president's doubling down.
And this is Mitch O'Connell, the Senate Minority Leader, speaking to Bob Schieffer, a host of CBS's Face the Nation.
It's not a moral objection. This is about the free exercise of religion. And under our Constitution, you don't take a poll to find out how people feel about our constitutional freedom. In fact, the Bill of Rights are designed to protect minority views. So what the overall view on the issue of contraception is has nothing to do with an issue of about religious freedom. And in this country, the government doesn't get to tell you or your organization what your religious views are.
Now let's take you back down to Washington. We had some live reports from CPAC. That's the Conservative Political Action Conference this past week. They had their straw poll on Saturday, and Mitt Romney won. Now, you'd think it'd probably be Santorum because he's considered, you know, really, really conservative, au contraire. As a matter of fact, Santorum tells Candy Crowley from CNN he kind of thinks that Mitt Romney bought this thing.
Well, you know, those straw polls at CPAC, as you know, for years, Ron Paul has won those because he just trucks in a lot of people, pays for their ticket, and they come in and vote, and then they leave. And I'm not, you know, we didn't do that. We don't do that. I don't try to rig straw polls. I know that there was some unhappiness at the announcement. Well, you have to talk to the Romney campaign and how many tickets they buy. We've heard all sorts of things.
And listen to George Will, the political commentator, sizing up Romney on This Week.
He seems, around conservatives, to be like a well-meaning, earnest tourist in a country where he doesn't speak the language. And he's trying hard to connect with them. And he says, my father grew up poor, please.
Typical Will fashion. Hey, the legal battle. So you can see the Osama bin Laden dead pictures all ahead in the Daily Wrap.
96.9 Boston Talks.
Wednesday.
Then what's this meeting about?
Today's meeting.
When's today's meeting?
It was moved to tomorrow.
Can't today's meeting be rescheduled to be today?
Not unless we have a meeting to discuss it.
Let's have a meeting about it now, then.
We can't.
Why not?
We're in a meeting.
Oh.
Fins.com career management tip number 17. Don't schedule unnecessary meetings. Find a job. Manage your career. Get ahead. Fins.com from the Wall Street Journal.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
He went without food, not to lose weight, but to help people lose generations of hate. While many around him rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. When others used religion as an excuse for war, he used it to remind them of love. Mahatma Gandhi made the world a far better place by reaching out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. So, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
There are all sorts of excuses for not saving energy.
What difference will it make if I put in a programmable thermostat?
Sometimes I wonder whether we'd make so many excuses if we knew how much energy and money we could be saving.
It just never hurts to plan more for the future.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy-saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and this station.
Mental illnesses are medical conditions that disrupt a person's thinking, feeling, mood, ability to relate to others, and daily functioning. These illnesses often result in a diminished capacity for coping with the ordinary demands of life. An estimated 1 in 5 American families is affected by mental illnesses such as major depression, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and post-traumatic stress disorder. The good news about mental illness is that recovery is possible. Mental illnesses are treatable. With early detection, appropriate treatment, and support from family and friends, people with mental illness can lead healthy, rewarding lives. The National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI, has been dedicated to improving the lives of individuals and families affected by mental illness. NAMI offers education and training programs, initiatives, and services for individuals, family members, healthcare providers, and the general public. NAMI's education and support programs provide relevant information, valuable insight, and the opportunity to engage in support networks. For more information, visit NAMI.org. That's NAMI.org. Or call 800-950-9000.
We often think of hunger as something that happens in foreign countries, but it happens here at home. In fact, hunger is a silent epidemic in Massachusetts.
you may know someone who's going hungry. It may be a neighbor or a colleague or a friend. They may be too proud to tell you, but they're quietly seeking assistance from the hundreds of hunger relief agencies that receive food from the Greater Boston Food Bank. Their need for help may have been triggered by the death of a loved one or the loss of a job. Lots of people are just one bad break away from going hungry. The Greater Boston Food Bank provides hunger relief to over 300,000 people each year. A third of all households served have at least one working adult in the home. More than a third of those served are children, and about 10% of those receiving assistance are at least 65. To volunteer or make a donation to the Greater Boston Food Bank, please visit gbfb.org. Again, that's the Greater Boston Food Bank at gbfb.org.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared this Thursday through Sunday. That's because this Thursday through Sunday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and have your one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this Thursday through Sunday for a reward worth up to $1,000 only at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Your talk, your talk, your talk. 96.9 Boston Talks.
Of Hot in Cleveland.
Want to hear a joke?
Yeah, yes, sure.
What's the number one killer of women?
Well, you're still here, so that rules out crankiness.
And tracksuits.
Heart disease.
But that's a joke?
Oh, no, it's an absolute fact, but the American Heart Association says you can save lives by passing it along to five women you love.
Aww.
So I'm starting with three I tolerate. That's a joke.
Find out more at goredforwomen.org.
96.9 Boston Talks.
The Daily Wrap of the Wall Street Journal with Michael Kastner is on 96.9 Boston Talks. The Daily Wrap with Michael Kastner. More illuminating, less agitating.
The Daily Wrap continues. Michael Kastner with you. One way President Obama is looking to cut the deficit in his 2013 budget is by reducing mail service, you know, what we call snail mail. To explain further, we're joined now by Eric Marath. He's a Wall Street Journal reporter based in Washington. Thanks for being with us.
Glad to be here.
Part of this cost-cutting president's talking about, $25 billion over the next 11 years, is stopping Saturday mail delivery. Is it really going to make that big of a difference?
Well, the Postal Service at this point owes the Treasury nearly $15 billion. So if there's not some serious reforms made, possibly including ending Saturday delivery, then the taxpayers are on the hook for that amount. So I think that's what the administration is looking to avoid here.
Now, the bottom line with these folks is that we just don't use mail. As a matter of fact, I was trying to remember what I got. Eric, I have to be honest with you. I don't even remember if I opened my mailbox on Saturday. Did you? I mean, who even bothers with mail anymore?
Yeah, I mean, the Postal Service tells me that surveys say that most Americans, given the choice of, you know, paying more for stamps or paying more in taxes or not having Saturday delivery, choose getting rid of Saturday delivery every time. But many in Congress are very resistant to cutting Saturday delivery, to closing post offices, to making some of the other reforms that would be necessary for the post office to break even and not depend on taxpayer dollars.
But you know what? That's something that, that just really doesn't make sense to me because, first of all, most of us, if you, as far as your bills, you can pay them online. As far as getting that book or CD, it's done through Amazon, through UPS, or through FedEx. And quite frankly, we could probably lose a few post offices because I know in my neighborhood, it, within 5 minutes, I've got four or five post offices. We don't need them.
Oh, absolutely. I think that that's what a lot of the studies show. But then you get the little inner city, inner suburban spats that, you know, if I don't have a post office in my town, I couldn't drive next door to their town and use their post office. Like, that would somehow be, you know, crossing a major border. Never mind, people do that to go to, you know, Walmart.
Now, see, that's the thing. If you're looking for Walmart, you don't have a problem, do you?
Right, exactly. So, yeah, I think you're actually, strangely enough, right in line with the Postal Service is saying, hey, Congress, let us do these changes. Let us consider closing over 3,000 post offices. And just today, dozens of members of Congress sent a letter to the postmaster urging him to end even studying that proposal.
And, you know, one of the things that we're talking with Eric Morath, Wall Street Journal reporter based in Washington, there are a lot of terrific postal workers, but we have all had the experience of a long line out the front door and one person helping us and other people on break. Sorry, not a lot of sympathy with the American people. If you've got to cut the budget at the post office, you got to do what we have to do and you got to slash.
Yeah, I think the Postal Service is looking for ways to improve efficiency. They want to have encourage people to go online to, you know, do things like buy stamps and figure out mailing so you don't have to wait in line at the post office.
You can print out mail labels off your computer.
Really, there's
so
not
cool.
A whole lot of reasons to go to the post office, but yet we still are drawn to it like, you know, we are to the DMV for some reason.
It's because we like misery.
Yeah.
And I don't want emails or regular letters from people who are angry about what I said about the post office. Like I said, there are plenty of nice ones. Unfortunately, they weren't at the post offices I was at. Eric Morath, Wall Street Journal reporter based in Washington. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
There is a legal battle over the release of the bin Laden death photos, the Freedom of Information Act case, and it's focusing on his burial at sea. Joining us is Daniel Metcalf. He's adjunct professor of law at the American University College of Law. He's also executive director of the Collaboration on Government Secrecy Academic Center in Washington. Thanks for being with us.
Pleased to be here, Mr. Kastner.
The big focus on this, obviously, has been that this is going to be somehow detrimental to American security, of national security. How would pictures of bin Laden being buried at sea damage our national security?
Well, the government has, in this case, what it calls a core argument that at least some of the information involved, if disclosed, would reasonably be expected to incite violence overseas on the parts of, I suppose you would say, young Arab males who would be moved to engage in violence, whereas otherwise that would not be the case. That's one of three basic aspects of the case. First and foremost, there's the question of the lumped basis on which the government has withheld the records. They consist of images, photographs, and also video, particularly video taken on the ship at the time of the burial at sea. And the government has basically glossed over all of those images and treated them as if they were of a piece. So the question is, doesn't the government have an obligation to meet its reasonable segregability requirement under the law and first and foremost release portions of those images that are not sensitive?
We're talking about 52 photographs or videos taken of bin Laden. So this would be the death scene, the preparation for burial on the ship, and then the actual burial. Some at the death scene could very well show members of the Navy SEALs, but others, and would be graphic, and others on the ship, one would assume, could be edited or fixed to where you don't see the Navy SEAL members, and they're not going to be as graphic. And so the point being that you're making is that you can't say all 52 videos and photos are of the same stature.
And you can't say that each portion of each video or photo is the same as the remaining portions.
Okay.
And you're absolutely correct. You put your finger on the fact that the government, in its most recent court filing, implicitly acknowledged the ability to segregate or separate out one piece of a photograph or a video from another. And that raises the question of why it has not done so in this case for the non-sensitive portions. That's sort of a procedural point that I think very likely will lead to disclosure of at least some of what's been withheld, especially with respect to the video, which captures a lot of image that's sort of collateral to the main image involved.
As far as their argument, this is going to cause violence by males who are going to be upset by this in the Middle East. They don't like us now anyway. This is not going to change anything.
Well, that's a fair point, and it takes the form of a solid legal argument that's made on the disclosure side of this litigation.
Mm-hmm.
But in candor, I have to admit to you that the basic idea that we're speaking of now, that disclosure of an image at point A with respect to doing violence at point B, that is something that is largely unprecedented, but not entirely unprecedented. Having said that, let me say that I tend to agree with your overall assessment, which is that surely with the passage of time, the sensitivity lessens, and perhaps even if one accepts that there would have been a cause and effect relationship when the operation took place last May, it's another thing to consider what would happen today.
Daniel Metcalf, adjunct professor of law at American University College of Law and also executive director of Collaboration on Government Secrecy Academic Center in Washington. Thank you, sir, for being with us.
Pleased to be with you.
It's time now for your news wrap. Here's Wall Street Journal's Bruce Vail.
President Obama presented his $3.8 trillion 2013 budget proposal to Congress today. Republicans wasted little time in criticizing the plan. Senator Jeff Sessions said he was deeply troubled by it, and other Senate Republicans called it irresponsible and not serious. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer and his wife had quite a scare today, but they're okay. They said they were mugged by a man wielding a machete while they were vacationing on the Caribbean island of Nevis. They said a man broke into their home on the island and took about $1,000 in cash, but no one was injured in the incident. Supporters of same-sex marriage are cheering moves made in Washington state today. Governor Christine Gregoire signed a bill legalizing same-sex marriage. She pointed out the law does not require religious organizations to provide services or facilities for the purpose of same-sex marriage if they don't wish to do so. Parts of Northern California were rattled by an earthquake this afternoon. Seismologists said it was centered around about 30 miles from Eureka, not far from the border with Oregon. It struck at a depth of 20 miles and had a magnitude of 5.6. So far, though, there are no reports of damage or casualties. All of a sudden, there's a rash of problems with power window switches inside some cars and SUVs. Safety regulators are investigating reports of fires in the driver's side doors of Chevy Trailblazers from the 2006 and 7 model years. Last week, investigators opened a similar probe into the 2007 Toyota Camry and the RAV4. You won't see McDonald's advertising a range-free McRib, but Mickey D's is telling its pork suppliers to change the way they treat pigs that will be slaughtered for McDonald's. The chain is requiring suppliers to quit using small pens called gestation cages, which have been criticized by animal rights groups as being cruel to the pigs.
Now, can I... So you're going to slaughter the pig, right?
You're going to ask the obvious question, like, what's the difference if you're just going to kill the pig anyway?
Well, how about not making them into little McSandwiches? I mean, why don't you just free them if you're worried about how they're being treated?
I only say that because
I'm not a fan of the McRib, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
But there, you know, there's a tracker out there. You can find where the McRib is in your neighborhood. Yeah.
I've got one on my ankle.
Well, that's a different thing. There's something wrong with you. Thank you, Bruce. As the Daily Wrap continues, man, is it a Monday here. Going to be taking a look with the folks at MTV. Whitney Houston got her start, really. I mean, that network ran her bit. You remember, you grew up with all those videos. A look back on an absolutely amazing talent. Whitney, Elizabeth, Houston, straight ahead here on the Daily Wrap.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
I'm Marie Osmond. Choices. Some are minor, others life-changing. But what if your small choices matter the most, like the stairs or the elevator? Baitrefide. What if these small choices determine if you'll be the one out of every three women who die of heart disease this year? These choices might not seem life-changing today, but women are dying of heart disease at the rate of almost one per minute. Luckily, it's mostly preventable. Choose to act. Our hearts, our choice. Make your choice at GoRedForWomen.org.
Grainger, the best resource for all your industrial supply needs, offers a service called KeepStock, which helps businesses manage inventory, making it much easier to know what you have and quickly order what you need. They can help you put a method to the madness of tracking, organizing, and ordering any size inventory, turning even the most intimidating storage space into an easy-to-maintain supply paradise. To find out more, visit Grainger.com/KeepStock. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's not a website.
It's a calling. Online and on demand.
96.9.
BostonTalks.com.
Did you know that just 30 minutes a day of physical activity can improve your health and decrease your risk of heart disease? Walking is an easy way to start. For every hour of regular vigorous exercise, you can gain 2 hours of life expectancy. So start walking for yourself. Start walking with your family. Start walking with your friends. Start walking in your community. Start walking. Start something. Join the movement today. For more information on the American Heart Association START program, visit heart.org/start.
Virtually everyone knows someone whose life has been touched by cancer. The American Cancer Society is dedicated to eliminating cancer as a major health problem. The Cancer Society provides patient service programs as well as information about early detection and prevention. The ACS strives to prevent cancer and save lives through research, education, advocacy, and service. Their website, cancer.org, offers information about causes, detection, treatment, and coping after treatment. Whether you're a patient, family member, friend, or caregiver, you can learn what to expect and how to navigate through treatment at cancer.org. Survivors will find lots of practical information, including post-treatment services and support. For information 24/7, call 800-ACS-2345 or visit cancer.org. You can join the fight against cancer by getting involved as an advocate, by volunteering your time, or by making a donation. Learn more about the American Cancer Society's mission, programs, and services at cancer.org.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a teacher.
I live in the South.
California is my home.
I speak fluent Spanish.
No hablo español.
I have brown eyes.
My eyes are blue.
We're very different people, but we do have something in common. I made a donation to the Red Cross.
When disaster struck and I needed help, her gift to the American Red Cross changed my life.
When you support the American Red Cross, you change a life, starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org and find out about life-changing opportunities in your area.
Eric Weinmayer knew the risks. Less than 1,200 people had ever conquered Mount Everest, and more than 175 had died trying. But still he climbed, not seeing the terrifying drops or the fear on other faces. And when he reached the summit, he didn't even see the view, because Eric Weinmayer is blind. He proved it doesn't take sight to reach the top. It takes vision. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Mental illnesses are medical conditions that disrupt a person's thinking, feeling, mood, ability to relate to others, and daily functioning. These illnesses often result in a diminished capacity for coping with the ordinary demands of life. An estimated 1 in 5 American families is affected by mental illnesses such as major depression, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and post-traumatic stress disorder. The good news about mental illness is that recovery is possible. Mental illnesses are treatable. With early detection, appropriate treatment, and support from family and friends, people with mental illness can lead healthy, rewarding lives. The National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI, has been dedicated to improving the lives of individuals and families affected by mental illness. NAMI offers education and training programs, initiatives, and services for individuals, family members, healthcare providers, and the general public. NAMI's education and support programs provide relevant information, valuable insight, and the opportunity to engage in support networks. For more information, visit NAMI.org. That's NAMI.org. Or call 800-950-950. NAMI.
96.9 Boston Talks.
The Daily Wrap of the Wall Street Journal with Michael Kastner is on 96.9 Boston Talks.
What a phenomenal, phenomenal career. Every single one of us can remember those incredible songs that she had throughout the 80s and the 90s. And then you look onward. I don't know, with the is puzzlement a word or just confusion as to her behavior later on in life and the amazing talent that seemed to go to waste. Well, we're joined now by Jessica Robertson, who's managing editor for the MTV news site, MTVHive.com. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
What a strange evening, magical evening in some respects, and I hate to say it, but I thought the music killed last night. It was awesome.
I think all things considered, everything that was looming over the event last night, given, you know, the death of Whitney Houston just 24 hours before, it did have a certain sense of magic. I didn't expect that. I certainly didn't anticipate that it would come off as well as it did, all things considered. The Grammys certainly had a challenge for the evening in that, you know, if they made the evening too much about Whitney Houston and her death and her legacy, then it turns the entire evening into sort of a makeshift memorial.
And it also takes it away. I mean, you know, Whitney Houston had her wonderful career and her wonderful Grammy moments. Mm-hmm. And as they pointed out, you don't want to take those wonderful Grammy moments away from a newer artist like Adele. You want them to be able to shine.
Absolutely. And the point of the evening is to honor the year in music and those artists that certainly had an incredible year and all the music that came from that year. You know, but if you don't acknowledge it enough, then it comes across as sort of disingenuous and disrespectful to her own legacy, especially her tie to the Grammy Awards in particular. So I think they struck a really fine balance. Certainly the moment with Jennifer Hudson singing I Will Always Love You was incredibly beautiful and fragile and respectful and just the right amount of emotion.
We're talking with Jessica Robertson. She's managing editor for the MTV news site, MTVHive.com. Let's get to the other portions of the program. Some fantastic music opening up. Obviously, Springsteen was great. And then Bruce joined Sir Paul and Dave Grohl, the Foo Fighters, and others at the end. That was terrific. Let's skip into the middle. Nicki Minaj. What was that? I mean,
that was like my worst nightmare. I don't know happened.
My hipster friends were going, I don't understand.
I genuinely, I lost the plot. I had no idea what I was watching anymore. And, you know, maybe for a venue like you, the MTV VMAs, maybe that works. But even then, it's still the stuff of nightmares. I just didn't understand. I think she's trying too hard to pull a Gaga moment or, you know, the Catholic thing is completely overdone.
And let's get to one of the shining moments. I mean, my goodness, Adele. She just kicked butt last night. She's back after throat surgery. And I don't think she can handle all those awards by herself, carrying them out into her limo.
She's absolutely incredible. The momentum going into this night was all hers, and certainly she walked away with even more than she walked in with. But she's amazing. She's the anti-pop star, you know, and she, her singular talent is that voice, and she gets up on stage, and there are no frills. It's her delivery. It's soulful. It's resonant. It's universal. And it's been a long time since we've had a pop star quite like that, you know, maybe even since Whitney Houston. So it was kind of even appropriate that someone like Adele walked home with all of those big awards that Whitney did so many years ago.
And finally, we're talking with Jessica Robertson, who's managing editor for MTV news site, the MTVHive.com. LL Cool J, I thought was amazing. He was just terrific as a host, and I'd like to see him back. They haven't had a regular host for quite some time.
Yeah, I was interested to see how he would pull it off, but I think all things considered, the weight of the evening going into the award show themselves, I thought he handled the entire evening with a lot of grace. He was certainly very poised and charming, as he always is. He was a phenomenal host. He completely blew me out.
And look, I'm just going to leave the clothing to Joan Rivers, but Fergie, what were you thinking?
Hot mess. That's all I got.
Total hot mess. Jessica Robertson, managing editor for MTVHive.com, the MTV news site. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, Jessica, take care.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
And also, we want to let you know that in the state of Washington, the Governor Christine Gregoire has signed into law same-sex marriage. It is the seventh state in the nation to allow gay and lesbian couples to wed. And as we told you, the governor said on this very program that she is going to call, because I asked her to, the governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, to, you know, basically let her know, let the governor know what her views were on same-sex marriage before and after she changed her mind. Because Governor Christie announced in New Jersey that he's going to veto any same-sex bill that comes to his desk. The New Jersey Senate held a vote and passed it on same-sex marriage today. Any chance of that being law in New Jersey? Nah, I'm not seeing that happening. Unless maybe Governor Gregoire can change Christie's mind. From the Wall Street Journal, I'm Michael Kastner, and that's your Daily Wrap.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
What's better than getting something for a great price? Getting two things for that same great price. What we're trying to say is, it's buy one, get one free at Pearle Vision. So stop in and get two great pairs of eyeglasses or prescription sunglasses for the price of one. You're thinking, that's a great deal. And you're right. So don't wait. Stop into a Pearle Vision today.
Minimum purchase may apply. Second complete pair up to a maximum value. Maximum may vary. Same prescription. Valid prescription required. Valid only at participating U.S. locations. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends 3/31/2012.
I'm Marie Osmond. Choices, some are minor, others life-changing. But what if your small choices matter the most, like the stairs or the elevator, baked or fried? What if these small choices determine if you'll be the one out of every three women who die of heart disease this year? These choices might not seem life-changing today, but women are dying of heart disease at the rate of almost one per minute. Luckily, it's mostly preventable. Choose to act. Our hearts, our choice. Make your choice at goredforwomen.org.
96.9 WTKK Boston. WTKK HD1. 96.9 BostonTalks.com. A greater media radio station. Your news starts now.
Closer to being extended for the rest of the year. That's because of a move by House Republican leaders late this afternoon to drop a demand the tax cut be paid for by an offset in spending cuts elsewhere. Meanwhile, earlier today, President Obama unveiled his $3.8 trillion budget. After his recent wins in the race for the GOP presidential nomination, the Rick Santorum surge is now spilling into some national polls. CNN's Lisa Desjardins has more on how he's now running neck and neck with Mitt Romney.
Two national polls, one from Gallup and the other from Pew Research, show Rick Santorum and Mitt Romney in a virtual tie. The difference between them is within the margin of error. That's a massive surge of double digits for Rick Santorum in just a week.
Whitney Houston's cause of death will stay a mystery for at least another month and a half. CNN's Casey Wyan says officials have ruled out foul play.
It's going to be between 6 and 8 weeks, according to both the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office and the Beverly Hills Police Department. That's when toxicology results on the autopsy that was performed on Whitney Houston yesterday will be complete. Neither the Coroner's Office nor the Police Department say they're going to give any more details about the investigation until then.
A judge in Pennsylvania today ruled that former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky, who's awaiting trial on child sexual assault charges, can see 8 of his 11 grandchildren. correspondent Gene Cesaris is with In Session on True TV.
The way he fashioned it was that the grandchildren will be able to go and visit their grandfather at his home. They can text him. They can do Skype. They have to be monitored by a parent when they go visit their grandfather, Jerry Sandusky.
Italy, Spain, and four other European countries had their credit ratings cut by Moody's today, and another three had their outlooks changed to negative. Agency says factors include the ongoing debt crisis. This is CNN Radio.
96.9 Boston Talks.
Shopping for a car? The best place to start is CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can compare features, prices, and more on thousands of high-quality used cars and trucks in our nationwide inventory. You can even transfer most cars to the store nearest you, a fee may apply. It's the easy way to see actual prices and tons of pictures, and find the car that's perfect for you. Log on to CarMax.com and start shopping today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowner, safe driver, snapshot, pay in full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Hang up.
Busted!
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
There are all sorts of excuses for not saving energy.
What difference will it make if I put in a programmable thermostat?
Sometimes I wonder whether we'd make so many excuses if we knew how much energy and money we could be saving.
It just never hurts to plan more for the future.
We can all help save more energy for tomorrow. What's your excuse? For more energy-saving tips that also save money, visit loseyourexcuse.gov/parents. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy, the Ad Council, and this station.
Virtually everyone knows someone whose life has been touched by cancer. The American Cancer Society is dedicated to eliminating cancer as a major health problem. The Cancer Society provides patient service programs as well as information about early detection and prevention. The ACS strives to prevent cancer and save lives through research, education, advocacy, and service. Their website, cancer.org, offers information about causes, detection, treatment, and coping after treatment. Whether you're a patient, family member, friend, or caregiver, you can learn what to expect and how to navigate through treatment at cancer.org. Survivors will find lots of practical information, including post-treatment services and support. For information 24/7, call 800-ACS-2345 or visit cancer.org. You can join the fight against cancer by getting involved as an advocate, by volunteering your time, or by making a donation. Learn more about the American Cancer Society's mission, programs, and services at cancer.org.
Did you know that just 30 minutes a day of physical activity can improve your health and decrease your risk of heart disease? Walking is an easy way to start. For every hour of regular, vigorous exercise, you can gain 2 hours of life expectancy. So start walking for yourself. Start walking with your family. Start walking with your friends. Start walking in your community. Start walking. Start something. Join the movement today. For more information on the American Heart Association START program, visit heart.org/start.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a teacher.
I live in the South.
California is my home.
I speak fluent Spanish.
No hablo español.
I have brown eyes.
My eyes are blue.
We're very different people, but we do have something in common. I made a donation to the Red Cross.
When disaster struck and I needed help, her gift to the American Red Cross changed my life.
When you support the American Red Cross, you change a life, starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org and find out about life-changing opportunities in your area.
The Daily Wrap of the Wall Street Journal with Michael Kastner is on 96.9 Boston Talks. From the newsroom of the Wall Street Journal, the program that puts it all into focus.
The time for self-inflicted wounds to our economy has to be over.
Welcome to the Daily Wrap. And now, here's your host, Michael Kastner.
The president lays out his budget plan, but at the same time goes on the attack against Congress. We'll break it down with the folks from Yahoo Finance. We'll talk to a man who interrupts gang warfare in the inner city. on purpose. His program is featured in a new PBS Frontline documentary, The Interrupters, and Fame and the Media, and how it's being covered in the death of Whitney Houston. We'll talk to Alan Carter, the Daily Wrap's entertainment correspondent in Hollywood. Welcome to the Daily Wrap from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Michael Kastner. Well, President Obama laid out his 2013 fiscal budget, or fiscal 2013, I should say, fiscal budget. I was going to do it a year in advance. $3.8 trillion is how much this thing cost. The president was speaking to the Northern Virginia Community College in Annandale, Virginia. And normally when this stuff is laid out, it's not that political. But we are obviously in a hyper-partisan arena right now. And it is an election year. And the president came out blazing.
American manufacturers are creating jobs for the first time since the 1990s. The economy is growing stronger. The recovery is speeding up. And the last thing we can afford to do right now is to go back to the very policies that got us into this mess in the first place. We can't afford it. The last thing we need is for Washington to stand in the way of America's comeback.
And the president says that slashing the budget alone is not going to get us out of our current economic slump.
We can't just cut our way into growth. We can cut back on the things that we don't need, but we also have to make sure that everyone is paying their fair share for the things that we do need. We need to restore American manufacturing by ending tax breaks for companies that ship jobs overseas, giving them to companies that are creating jobs right here in the United States of America. That's something that everybody should agree on.
And obviously, the big battle between the left and the right when it comes to the budget is whether or not we raise taxes on rich folks for the middle class. The president says continued tax cuts for the rich not going to help our economy.
We don't need to be providing additional tax cuts for folks who are doing really, really, really well. Do we want to keep these tax cuts for wealthiest Americans, or do we want to keep investing in everything else? Education, clean energy, a strong military, care for our veterans. We can't do both. We can't afford it. Some people go around, they say, well, the president's engaging in class warfare. That's not class warfare. That's common sense. That's common sense.
We're joined now by Daniel Gross, Yahoo Finance Economic Editor. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Is this budget dead in the water?
Well, I think every budget he has presented has been dead in the water. It's the way it works when the opposition controls one part of Congress, which mm-hmm. the Republicans do. And it's frequently the case even when your allies are in control of everything. And that's because budgeting involves a lot of very difficult decisions about who's going to pay more taxes and who's going to get less funding.
Now, when you take a look at the Republican-controlled House, hasn't skipped over me. I think you understand it, too. They say no tax raises on the wealthy. These are the jobs creator. Then you have the White House, the president, saying we're going to do it anyway. How's that possibly going to work?
Well, there are a few different things to watch, right? There are some components of our tax system that are going to expire at the end of 2012. And these were the tax cuts that were first passed in 2001 and 2003 that lowered capital gains, dividends, and marginal income tax rates. They were supposed to expire at the end of 2010. They were extended for two more years. So if Congress and the White House do nothing, if they can't agree on a deal, those expire at the end of 2012. So there, I think, the president actually has some leverage. If the people in Congress want those to continue, they have to get him to come on board. There are other components of this, the Buffett rule, which he's basically saying, hey, let's make a new deal that says everybody who makes over $1 million, you got to pay 30% of your taxes. And by the way, we're also going to get rid of the alternative minimum tax, which a lot of listeners probably get hit by. Mm-hmm. That requires, proactive action. They have to write a new law that says that and agree on it. I would see less chance of those things becoming law. But, I think people have to expect some changes in their taxes coming for next year, because inaction and gridlock is going to produce change in some of these temporary taxes that we have.
We're talking with Daniel Gross. He is a Yahoo Finance economic editor. If this is the fourth year
that we have seen a budget presented that would have a fourth straight year of deficits exceeding $1 trillion. Clearly, that doesn't look good for this president if that is used by the Republicans against him.
Well, like his defense has been, you know, we may not have inherited a giant budget deficit, but we inherited this horrific recession, which, you know, caused revenues to fall 16% back in 2009 and then created more demand for unemployment and Medicaid and Medicare. And by the way, Medicare is taking more money every year because the baby boomers are just starting to get old. You know, that's the defense. It's not the greatest defense. You know, what he can say is, okay, maybe it peaked at $1.3 trillion. It's getting smaller. In fact, so far this year it's running at a pace that's about 10 to 15% smaller. And that's just because, you know, the economy expands, more people work, more people pay taxes, and you spend a little less. But it's a difficult thing to run on, I think, for him, you know, of his record thus far. Circumstances were largely beyond his control,
right?
But it is what it is.
We're talking with Daniel Gross, Yahoo Finance economic editor. One thing I've got to ask before I go, and that is, you know, if the Republicans work with him, though, they kind of look weak as well. That's not going to actually factor in too well for them in 2012, is it?
You know, for the last few years, there's been this dynamic where whatever the president wants, even if it's something the Republicans had agreed with, they are not inclined to give it to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, things may be changing a bit. The economy is coming around a bit. His popularity has been on the rise a bit, so he's in more of a position of strength. And just today, you know, they're debating about whether to extend the payroll tax cut. It's supposed to expire in February. They've been debating about whether to extend it through the rest of the year. Republicans were saying before, we'll only approve this, but you need to offset this with cuts in federal salaries, et cetera. And today they sort of gave up and said, you know what, we don't need to offset it. We'll sort of have a, you know, if we can't agree, we'll just agree to extend this without offsetting it at all. That, to me, is a victory for Obama and kind of an admission of defeat for them. So the general trend has been, you know, they don't give him anything. They don't give him a deal. They don't give him a big deal. They don't give him a little deal. Now they seem, for whatever reason, a little more inclined to deal.
But they'll put a different bow on it.
Exactly.
Dan Gross, Yahoo Finance Economic Editor, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
As the Daily Wrap continues, we're going to take you to Tel Aviv, where the Israeli Prime Minister blames Iran for an attack and an attempted attack on Israeli diplomats around the world. That and more straight ahead here on the Daily Wrap from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Michael Kastner.
Retirement-age Americans see themselves living a very long time. A recent study by the Hartford and the MIT Age Lab finds one in three retirees expect to live into their 90s. But living longer can pose some problems. Dr. Robert Pokorsky, chief medical strategist for the Hartford, talks about what to anticipate.
There are four main challenges that are common for many retirees: rising health care costs, widowhood, a need for long-term care, and outliving retirement savings. New insurance options can help in these situations. For instance, they pay benefits for chronic care, even paying family members to care for an elderly loved one. They even provide income for people 90 or older.
It's hard to imagine ever facing these challenges. Dr. Pokorsky says 6 out of 10 men and 8 out of 10 women will need chronic care sometime in their life. For more information about planning for your health and wealth in retirement, visit thehartford.com. I'm Rob Dalton.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Did you know that there are over 500,000 homeless cats in Massachusetts? You can help end this cat overpopulation problem by signing up today to have your cat spayed or neutered on the Catmobile. The Catmobile is a mobile clinic offering low-cost spay, neuter, vaccination, and microchipping services in the North Shore, Boston, Merrimack Valley, and Metro West areas. This is a nonprofit program of the Merrimack River Feline Rescue Society. For more information or to schedule an appointment on the Catmobile, call 1-888-495-SPAY or email spaymass@mrfrs.org.
He went without food, not to lose weight, but to help people lose generations of hate. While many around him rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. When others used religion as an excuse for war, he used it to remind them of love. Mahatma Gandhi made the world a far better place by reaching out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. So, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Eric Weinmayer knew the risks. Less than 1,200 people had ever conquered Mount Everest, and more than 175 had died trying. But still he climbed, not seeing the terrifying drops or the fear on other faces. And when he reached the summit, he didn't even see the view, because Eric Weinmayer is blind. He proved it doesn't take sight to reach the top. It takes vision. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
We often think of hunger as something that happens in foreign countries, but it happens here at home. In fact, hunger is a silent epidemic in Massachusetts. You may know someone who's going hungry. It may be a neighbor or a colleague or a friend. They may be too proud to tell you, but they're quietly seeking assistance from the hundreds of hunger relief agencies that receive food from the Greater Boston Food Bank. Their need for help may have been triggered by the death of a loved one or the loss of a job. Lots of people are just one bad break away from going hungry. The Greater Boston Food Bank provides hunger relief to over 300,000 people each year. A third of all households served have at least one working adult in the home. More than a third of those served are children, and about 10% of those receiving assistance are at least 65. To volunteer or make a donation to the Greater Boston Food Bank, please visit gbfb.org. Again, that's the Greater Boston Food Bank at gbfb.org.
Mental illnesses are medical conditions that disrupt a person's thinking, feeling, mood, ability to relate to others, and daily functioning. These illnesses often result in a diminished capacity for coping with the ordinary demands of life. An estimated 1 in 5 American families is affected by mental illnesses such as major depression, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and post-traumatic stress disorder. The good news about mental illness is that recovery is possible. Mental illnesses are treatable. With early detection, appropriate treatment, and support from family and friends, people with mental illness can lead healthy, rewarding lives. The National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI, has been dedicated to improving the lives of individuals and families affected by mental illness. NAMI offers education and training programs, initiatives, and services for individuals, family members, healthcare providers, and the general public. NAMI's education and support programs provide relevant information, valuable insight, and the opportunity to engage in support networks. For more information, visit NAMI.org. That's NAMI.org. Or call 800-950-NAMI.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Wrap of the Wall Street Journal with Michael Kastner is on 96.9 Boston Talks.
More engaging, less enraging. This is The Daily Wrap with Michael Kastner.
The Daily Wrap continues. Michael Kastner with you. One attack carried out, another attempted. And Israel is now accusing Iran of those attempted attacks on Israelis. Josh Mitnick, Israel correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, based in Tel Aviv, joins us tonight. Josh, this is from Benjamin Netanyahu, correct?
That's correct.
What did the Israeli prime minister say?
The Israeli prime minister accused Iran and Hezbollah of being behind these attacks. He said it wasn't the first time that Iran and Hezbollah have tried to hit Israelis. There have been warnings in recent weeks of attacks on Israelis in Thailand and Azerbaijan. And he said that Israel's response would be methodical and patient.
Now, basically, the bottom line is there's an explosion in an Israeli diplomat's car in India, and then the attempt was foiled in Georgia. That was a bombing attempt, correct?
That's correct. Both bombing attempts. In New Delhi, what happened was a motorcyclist came up behind a Israeli SUV, stopped at a red light, attached. Eyewitnesses say they saw what looked like a magnetic device attached to the car, and then there was the explosion and that wounded the wife of an Israeli diplomat.
She was on her way to a school to pick up her kids.
That's correct. That's correct. And in Georgia, the police say that they were able to defuse what was a sizable improvised explosive
on another diplomat, Israeli diplomat. All right, we're talking with Josh Mitnick. He's Israel correspondent for the Wall Street Journal, based in Tel Aviv tonight. You know, there is a lot of chatter. Leon Panetta, the U.S. Defense Secretary, said he believes that Israel is ready to strike Iran. Is this a part of an effort to ramp up public opinion for that to happen, or to put the fear of you-know-what in Iran?
Yeah, I assume you're asking about whether the Israeli accusations are an attempt to, beat the war drum. But
right.
I think that we've already heard quite not-so-subtle hints from Israeli officials that they're ready to strike against Iran if economic sanctions do not work and if Israelis feel that Iran is on the cusp of gaining nuclear capability. So I don't see this as necessarily an attempt to further beat the drumbeat. I think that on the other hand, it was a quick rush to accuse Iran, although I would assume that this is what's on the mind of all Israelis. This comes just a couple of weeks after an attack almost strikingly similar to the one in New Delhi, where an attack on an Iranian nuclear scientist in Tehran, where a motorcyclist came up next to a car, attached an explosive device, and detonated it. So it almost seems like a tit for tat, and this only seems like what most Israelis will jump to the conclusion that this was the case.
So we don't necessarily know that they have the evidence, but this seems to fit the MO of a previous attack.
It seems to fit a pattern, an attempt of a tit for tat.
Well, Josh Mitnick, Israel correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, based in Tel Aviv. Thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
Another step for Greece in trying to solve their budget crisis. Joining us right now is Bob O'Brien, Barron's.com stocks editor, not only to tell us what's going on over there, but why it matters to us. Bob, as always, thanks for being with us.
Michael, always a pleasure to be with you.
So what's happening in Greece right now? We've talked about their austerity moves, trying to slash pensions, et cetera. What's the next step?
Well, the next step is trying to get the European Union to come together to say, okay, Greece, you've taken care of your own, you've put the Band-Aid on your open chest wound. Now we can step up and try and help you out of the deep debt that you're in right now. We're looking at a mid-March deadline for Greece to try and pay off its bondholders. That will only come with the help and assistance of the European Union, which means basically Germany and France. And Germany and France have seemingly indicated that they're pretty willing to go along with what Greece has done.
And some of the things that we talked about is they're talking about slashing pensions, slashing wages, correct?
Yeah, slashing pensions, slashing wages, cutting back on government services, a lot of very painful. I mean, this is legitimate. I mean, this is not just, this is not just sort of antiseptic stuff. This is really pulling the Band-Aid off the
wound.
Yeah, and it's not very popular in Greece. I mean, we're seeing riots, we're seeing insurrection. It's really not a popular initiative.
Why does that matter? to us? What difference is it going to make to an American?
Okay, to an American, number one, if you own a money market account, you probably don't realize that a good slug of the money that you've got invested has exposure to European sovereign debt. Number two, there are banks throughout the European continent that have a lot of their exposure. And number three, Greece, the entire European continent, is a big export partner for the United States. Our goods and services go over there. If Greece falls and the rest of and then Spain and Portugal and Ireland and everybody else falls, then we lose a critical trade partner, and a recession in those nations would be exported around the globe.
So slightly more important than the price of olives going up.
Yeah, a little bit more important than the price of olives going up. And I'd be darned upset if the price of olives goes up, because I'm already paying too much for my olive oil. The last time I bought a bottle of olive oil.
Exactly.
It was over $20.
I know, it's getting ridiculous.
It's silly, but no, there are real fundamental, look, the U.S. is not tangibly related to this. We're not, we don't have our toe in the water there, but this is not a problem that's going to be isolated to the European continent. Any problems that Europe has are going to be exported around the globe, and the fact that we're an ocean away from them is not going to insulate us from the fallout from this.
Bob O'Brien, Barron's.com Stocks Editor, thanks so much for being with us.
Michael, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And if you are a budget nerd, please explain to me why. But seriously, the president's budget is now available. That's right. There's an app for that. There is an app for the president's budget. It's a 216-page book. And apparently, the budget costs $218 for the larger full-volume set. The government printing office sold about 2,500 sets in the past few years. Now you can just download it with the app. Yeah, that's one I'm going to skip. I've got a feeling. I just do. Had the fight over the release of the pictures of Osama bin Laden dead. There's no app for that, but we'll explain about that fight straight ahead here on The Daily Wrap.